agree that I should ask this question. My question is to Rodingo, and other speakers can also share their thoughts on this. It's about the voluntary and the mandatory standard, especially with respect to fragmentation and implementation. So when you're connecting to the EU regulation on deforestation free supply chains, Professor Joseph Adelegan, the Secretary General of the International Rubber Study Group in Singapore. And then we have what Rodingo mentioned, that the volume of import will determine the effectiveness of the implementation in terms of voluntary and mandatory standard. We have this case of rubber sector, where we have the EUDR. We have EU, in terms of consumption and import, they have only about 11.3%, where China has consumption about 64.1%, India 15.1%. And then most of these natural rubber are produced by smallholder farmers, with about 90% of them. So I want to ask your thoughts on this. In the case of EUDR, which we know that the price of natural rubber is already very low, and most of these smallholder farmers are already moving away from this crop, and then we have EU only consuming only 11.3%, and they have put up this EUDR, which we are also working with them effectively. And then I want to have your thoughts about this in terms of predictability, in terms of implementation of voluntary and mandatory standards in EU, where you have only their consumption with only 11.3%, and the rest of the world we have over 89%. What are your thoughts about the implementation in terms of predictability for voluntary and mandatory standards relating to the EUDR? Thank you.